Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It is time for quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Remember, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. He is Greg Pickle. And Ask Greg is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of home. Right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. DraftKings is great. You can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience, play all kinds of games like slots and blackjack. What you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Greg, are you ready to answer some questions?
I am ready, Jim. Let's do it. And let's not forget a winner this week.
We will not forget. We never forget, Greg. Anyway, also, guys, because this is the off season, we don't have as many questions as we do during the season. So if you send us a question, there's a very good chance you'll get Greg to answer it, especially those of you who are loyal listeners. You never thought about sending in a question. Now's a good time to do it. In fact, on your question, say this is my first question, and we'll make sure that your question gets on the air. All right. Let's start with Dominic in Cranberry Township. Dominic asked, what do you think the dynamic was between Penn State staff and Caleb Williams after Christian Vayu committed to Penn State and wanted to be the only quarterback in the class? Also, what do you think would happen, and he says, if hell froze over and Caleb Williams changed his mind and wanted to be a Nittany Lion?
That's a great question. I mean, look, I think that sometimes these coaching staffs, Penn State included, have to play a little bit of, you know, they kind of get a sense of what's going on out there. And I think that, you know, they realize that at times a guy who, you know, is saying that Penn State is interested, you know, that he's interested in Penn State, maybe isn't as interested as we think he is. And, you know, I think with Caleb Williams, he really kind of lost interest in Penn State. And that's why they moved on Christian Ballou the way they did, especially when Clemson started to show interest, because Penn State didn't want to risk running out, they didn't want to run the risk of losing out on both Williams and Ballou. So when Williams started to give a sign that he really wasn't considering Penn State that heavily, Penn State did the smart thing. It went after Ballou. It got him in the class. And I don't think he's changing his mind. So, you know, I think sometimes we get caught up in all these crazy hypotheticals that there's just no basis in reality for him to happen. And I think that this is one of those cases here that Williams is not going to consider Penn State again, and Christian Ballou is going to be the only quarterback in this class.
Yeah, and I think we look at the reports and we see Caleb Williams' name, and the assumption is he's definitely interested and he's Penn State, in Penn State's traditional recruiting territory. Penn State, they have a better idea than we do of what's going on, and it was probably laid out to them very plainly that Caleb Williams wasn't coming to Penn State. All right, next up is Don from Westlake, Ohio. Don's looking ahead quite a bit. He says, hey, guys, looking ahead a bit, is Penn State's 2022 starting quarterback on the current roster?
Yes, I believe so.
Who will be that starter in the, I guess, Auburn is the first game in 2022. So who's it going to be?
Man, we don't even know if we're going to have a 2020 season yet, let alone 2021 and 2022. Holy wow. Yes, I believe it is. And I really think that Penn State has something in, you know, a couple of guys still on this roster here. And I'm just pulling up my my handy-dandy roster here, Jim, just to make sure I don't misspeak. I don't want to mislead anyone or say anything incorrect, even though I should have most of this stuff memorized by now. You know, Will Levis
still has a year left for 2022, correct?
Yeah, correct, yeah. So I was just pulling that up to verify, yeah. So he'll be a redshirt junior in 2021. He'll be a redshirt senior in 2022. So, yeah, between him and then I think they have something in Taquan Roberson. I really do. I think you're going to see him really take massive strides forward. Is it possible that Christian Vaiu comes in and wins that job by then? Sure, of course it is. But I think between Levis and Roberson, I like the odds of one of those two being the starter in 2022 as opposed to anyone that could come in behind them.
There is something to be said for seniority at that position, being in the system for so long. Will Levis has shown some abilities there. So if he sticks around that long, the assumption would be that would be him getting his turn. All right. Next up is Nick from Berwick. And you know, Greg, how this works, where you could tell when some of our listeners are subtly trying to angle to win. You know, the start of the question is, Greg, I think you're the greatest analyst in the history of Penn State football, something like that. Well, Nick is not going to even try to be subtle. Here's Nick's question. Guys, I've got the maroon polo, but a nice charcoal one, the charcoal gray one, would look great on the golf course. So here's my best shot. So Nick is obviously pleading for a win here. People constantly compare James Franklin's career with Dabo Swinney as a comparison. But in my mind, Dabo has an advantage with being in the much easier conference with the ACC. Do you think Dabo would be facing similar struggles in the Big Ten as Franklin, and then the opposite of Franklin thriving in the ACC, essentially easier schedule means healthier players, being able to take them off the field and so on, you know, when the games do get tough. So,
well, you know, let's keep in mind, James Franklin has been anti taking his players off the field too early. So I'm not really sure if he coached in the ACC, if that would change. I mean, there's been times, think back to it, where they were up 3-4 touchdowns on teams that had absolutely no chance of coming back and beating Penn State. And they still would not take all of the starters off the field. So I'm not sure that would change. You know, would Dabo Swinney be better in the Big Ten? I don't know. I mean, that's an impossible question to answer. Obviously, Dabo recruits very well, but how much of that recruiting success is tied to, you know, the fact that they continue to win, and they win against maybe not as difficult of a schedule as the one Penn State and some Big Ten teams face. So do I think James Franklin could succeed in the ACC? Sure. Do I think Dabo Swinney could succeed in the Big Ten? Sure. Would either, you know, if you flip them around, would they replicate each other's successes and failures? I think there's a chance of that. I think James Franklin's a darn good head coach. I think Dabo Swinney obviously has proven he's a darn good head coach. But, you know, James Franklin had that college football playoff debut on his resume, we'd be talking about him more frequently in the conversation with the Dabos of the world, and they don't have that yet. So he's not quite there yet, but as we know, it only takes one season to get there.
All right. Next up is Mike from Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Greg, how did they decide which 75 players came back, and what are the rest of the players doing? When will they have the entire team back? And I'm going to add on a question. Was there something magical about the number 75?
We still don't know. Penn State has not answered. Yeah, Penn State has not answered that question yet, Jim. So we still don't know why it was 75 and not 25 or 105 or 7.5 or, you know, we don't know. So at this point, we're just kind of waiting and seeing what, you know, what comes next. Now, Micah Parsons said he'll be back on campus in phase two next Monday. So this phased return approach obviously will bring another round of players back to campus 2 weeks after the first group got there. So I think that, you know, I think that how they decided it, he kind of hinted that the scholarship players got first crack at it, but if they didn't want to come, and some like him did not want to come, he wanted to celebrate Father's Day with his family, that they didn't have to, that they weren't forced to. So I'd be willing to bet that of the group back, most of them are scholarship guys, but you might have a few walk-ons mixed in there as well.
Next up is Brad from Percy. Brad says, I know people have been over the moon about the hire of John Scott Jr., but the more I learn about him, the more I like. Why is no one talking about the fact that he coached and developed the number 5 draft pick, Javon Kinlaw? And Brad has a postscript to his question, which is, Jim, my wife and I bought our first home together in Percy, so we moved out of our townhouse in Doylestown. If you remember last week, I made mention that we had Brad from Doylestown, and then all of a sudden it became Brad from Percy, and I wasn't sure why. But he continues, that's why the new town. Thanks for all you guys do. I love listening to the show. I find your analysts and those at 24/7 to be the top Penn State football resources. So thank you for all you do. So anyway, back to his question, is John Scott Jr., what's your evaluation of him so far, Greg?
You know, let's keep in mind he spent one season with Javon Kinlaw, so certainly he molded him in some way, shape, or form, but a lot of that molding was already done, you know. So I think you have to look at it from that perspective. You know, in terms of what John Scott Jr. is going to bring to this team, I like what he's done in the past. I think the fact that he has Brent Pry roots really indicates that you know, that there's a level of respect and understanding there that should be very helpful for Penn State in the fall. But I mean, it's really hard to put too much stock. You know, he's bounced around a lot, just like Taylor Stubblefield, not quite to that extent, but he's been a lot of different places, and that obviously has an impact. So, you know, why does a guy do that? You just never can be too sure. But, you know, I think that he certainly played a role in Kinlaw's development, and I think he has all the right tools and the right abilities to develop what is a very good group of Penn State defensive linemen. So we'll see what happens once they can be back around those guys again.
All right. Real quick, can we get in one more, yep, which is David from Lancaster, who says, recruiting has been forced to adapt due to COVID. What are some of the changes that you think might remain in the future when things get back to normal?
Is that at Penn State or just in general?
He made the question pretty general.
Okay. I can only imagine that people wearing masks, even if we don't have to do it as a whole, will be more common. I think that hand sanitization will be something that becomes frequent and prevalent. And Jim, one thing I wonder about is, are we ever going to eat it at a buffet again? How's that going to work? What's that going to look like? I was thinking about that this morning. I don't know why. I was a little bit hungry. But those are three things that come immediately to mind as we run out of time here.
Well, I actually just read your article about Penn National opening, and I looked to see that the buffet there wasn't opening yet. So I had the same question. All right, stick around. In quarter number 4, we're going to get back to talking about the college football season upcoming.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.